I'm joined by Emily Shipley. She's the executive director of the Villages of Van Buren. She is joining me because it's the big one. It is the Villages of Van Buren Scenic Drive. Of all of the events and all the things that go on through the year, this is the big one, the one that has involved every single village. Now, they do have Christmas in the villages, and they've got other things as well, and they've got lots of things that are participating. But, Emily, this really is the biggest event and the one that seems to draw the most people, isn't it?
It is, and then part of that is because of how beautiful it is around here. You know, we're lucky enough to have Lacey Keosauqua State Forest Park and Shimmick State Forest, so we've got a lot of trees changing color this time of year. So not only is it our villages that bring people here to check out all that we have, but we've got that beautiful scenery as well.
And we had a nice, very cold last weekend. I'm going to guess that maybe accelerated some of the colors of the trees. Is that right?
It has. I was actually out driving around yesterday getting some things done, and they're definitely, the colors are popping. So this weekend should be gorgeous.
All right. Well, I know you've got lots of things going on in all of the villages. And now Keosauqua seems to always be the sort of like the starting point and ending point for just about all of the things that go on. Is that true for this too or not?
Yeah, it's kind of being this kind of in the center of the county. It's a good hub, and it makes it easy to get to every other village. I mean, it doesn't take long to get from place to place. So while it seems like a lot, and I don't want to drive all the way over to Bonaparte or Farmington or Cantrell, but it really only takes about 10-15 minutes to get from town to town. So,
and you have camping, don't you? Don't you have camping at the fairgrounds? Isn't that right?
They typically have camping, yes, at the fairgrounds, and then also at Lacey Keosauqua State Park. And there's also other campgrounds, like Benton Sport has. There's a county park at Benton Sport. Morris Park has camping. So there's lots of options for camping if you're wanting to get one more camping experience in before we head into that cold winter.
All right. Now, you've got events going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A number of places only have Saturday or only Sunday, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Van Buren County Fairgrounds and Fairview Barn Vendors, there's, again, crafts and flea market vendors are going to be set up. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I do want to point out, because normally they are held at the Roberts Memorial Center, that has been moved this year to the Fairview Barn. So it's a great opportunity to go see the vendors in there and check out the new barn that's been built out at the fairgrounds.
All right. You got the Keosauqua Rotary Grand Parade on Saturday. You line up at 8. Parade starts at 10. Again, that's going on in Keosauqua. And you've got some new stuff that's going on. A 10th anniversary open house at the Van Buren County Welcome Center. You can get a free cupcake while supplies last.
Yes. We know we draw lots of people into the area, so we wanted to make sure that people know while supplies last. We don't know how long that will be, but they will be here from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. As an open house in here. When you come in, check out the McCoy Historical Museum. Grab some Villages of Van Buren merchandise that you can check out in here. And you can also sign up to register for KeoBucks, which they will be drawing for next week.
Okay, and you got the 1840 Courthouse Open House going on noon to 4, the second oldest courthouse in continuous use in the United States. I did not know that. Anyway, you got a Hawkeye pedal pull during at 1 o'clock in the Hotel Manning, a cornhole tournament going on. This is all going on. These are events on Saturday, and the Keosauqua Fall Festival continues Saturday and Sunday. That's the vendors and awesome crafts in the city, and that's more set up downtown too, right?
Yep, that's all along the riverfront, so you can check out all of the vendors that are along there, and you know, you can walk along the river and enjoy the food. Food on one side in the Riverview Park area where the music will be playing that night. And then the vendors are typically on the other side in the city park and along the Hotel Manning.
And you've got a museum complex with a tour of the Underground Railroad safe house, a one-room schoolhouse, an authentic log cabin. So this is quite a, this must be spread out over quite an area. Is that right?
Yes. So the Pearson House is on, it's just down the street from downtown, but it's on Dodge Street, so just up from the courthouse. So you can check out vendors, check out the courthouse, and then head on over to the Pearson House Museum Complex and and check out the, there'll be people dressed in period gear. And so it's pretty interesting to see, to learn about some history in a fun way.
And if you want to start off Saturday with something especially good, the in Lebanon, they've got the Amish School Breakfast and Bake Sale going on 8 to noon with all-you-can-eat biscuits, sausage, gravy, pancakes with real maple syrup, scrambled eggs, and drinks for a free will donation. That's at Lebanon Junction of V64 and J40. I'm going to guess that's a very popular event.
It is very popular. You want to get there early, so there's usually a line.
And Yoder's Indian Creek Furniture, 16th anniversary sale, that is going on. Amish, I'm not sure if it's, but there is something about the absolute precision that the Amish furniture makers seem to have that makes it something very special, isn't it?
It is, and they become heirloom pieces because of the quality of them. So, yeah, and they'll be they're also doing a giveaway at Yoder's with a free glider rocker, so you want to register for that if you are able to get over there, and they'll have discounts and free coffee and donuts all day. So it's a really nice place to go check out. I go in there and admire furniture all the time that I pick out my wish list.
They've got some glass blowing demonstrations and clay oven bread baking and local artisan market at Bloom and Bark Farm as well. That's going on 10 to 4 Saturday. Heading over to other places that we've got, Farmington. Farmington's got crafts and food at the Senior Center both Saturday 8 to 4 and Sunday 9 to 4. And they have a Pioneer Historical Museum special open house Saturday from 9 to 4 and noon to 4 on Sunday. History of the honey. What's the honey war?
So the honey war was the fight between the border of Iowa and Missouri. And so it started around...
That's okay. A long time ago.
It did.
A long time ago.
Too early, Steve.
But why did they call it the honey? Why did they call it honey war?
You know, I don't have all the information about it on the top of my head right
okay.
now.
But anyway, no, go. You can find out by. I'll bet you can find out by going there on Saturday and Sunday again. You got a quilt show, book sale, crafts, bake sale, and lunch going on as well in Farmington. With lots of beautiful quilts on display and lunch available Saturday only, serving pork sandwiches, chips, and homemade desserts. And the Horsin' Around River Valley Lodge and Campground. You can watch the final Ranch Horse series for the 2022 all weekend cattle sort practice and cattle. I'm not even sure what they've got. Team roping. This is sort of a anything to do with horses. Is that right?
That's right, and the River Valley Lodge and Campground is a really neat campground. Again, that's another campground that you could stay at as well if it's not already booked with this going on. But they have also interesting cabins there that you can rent and stay in, and I always promote the bathrooms for a campground. The bathrooms are not your standard campground bathrooms, so it's definitely a cool place. They have this Ranch Horse series going all summer long, and the Scenic Drive Festival is wraps that up for the year, so it's a great way to go check things out, and if you enjoy it, then you come back and see it throughout the rest of the summer next year.
There's stuff going on everywhere. The Amish Dinner Buffet on Friday 5 to 8 and Saturday 4 to 7 in Bonaparte at the Sunrise Bakery, and that sounds really nice. Bonaparte's just a really special place, including their fall festival. That's Friday through Sunday, 9 to 5, and citywide garage sales and shops and businesses and a gun show. And you got the wine and charcuterie, I think I'm pronouncing that right, for 4 to 8 p.m. all 3 days. Native Iowa wines and local cheeses, an assortment of home-baked bread and locally processed summer sausages. You know, there's so many things going on. Cantrell's got the Dutchman's store. Dowd's has got the Lunchbox Cafe. And then they've got the Harvest of Friends gospel music. You know, I'm looking at the thing. If you want to go see it all, you can do what I'm doing. I'm looking at villagesofvanburen.com, which has got all of the information. Plus, you can pick up, a hard copy or a printed copy of this, too. Is that right?
That is correct. You can get those here at the Welcome Center, or they're spread throughout the county and beyond. you can give us a call and we can either mail one out, but you probably want to do that today or tomorrow. Otherwise, stop in pretty much almost any local business in the area, and they'll have brochures available that you can grab one.
Fantastic. Emily Shipley, Executive Director, Villages of Van Buren, Scenic Drive, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, villagesofvanburen.com, special events /Scenic Drive Festival. You can look it up. That's what I'm doing, and it will have everything you'll ever want to do. In fact, it'll have more stuff than you can possibly do, so go ahead and pick and choose. And have a good time this weekend and look at the beautiful fall colors. Emily, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Steve.